93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. Tim, appreciate you hanging. What's going on this morning? Timothy, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Tim.
Love the show. Long time listener.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Yep. So what I would do, I'll go both ends on this. I'm with Dog on the deal. If I put something out front, that means either I'm not home or I ain't getting up to answer the door. I don't want to talk to you. Just get your stuff and go. On the other end.
Pause, Tim. I want the other side. But for every time that someone's not going to be home, there's also an equal amount of times when they don't want to. Like my wife, she does it with her friends all the time because she hasn't showered. She hasn't done her hair. You know, she doesn't feel like putting on clothes, or she doesn't want company, or, you know, maybe you're hungover. You're in the middle of a TV show, or you're. For everybody that's not home, there's the equal amount of people that just don't want to get up for whatever reason.
Yep. I am one of those people. Yeah. If I put something out front, it might be because I just don't want to get off the couch because I'm watching TV or whatever. Don't want company. Yep. I do that a lot. The other side, I'm with Dana on that one. I'll shoot a text after I get it. Got the tickets, you know, just to confirm, yeah, not stolen, whatever. So, but I do find it, if you put them out there, and you are home, it is common courtesy, right? I put them out there for a reason, like you're saying. Don't knock on my door. I'm not coming. I'm not getting up. I'm not answering whatever you say at the door. So just get your stuff and go.
Yeah, and here's what you know for anyone out there, for any River Rockers. If, in fact, I ever put something under my floor mat, my doormat for you guys, you knock on the door, you're going to get me in my underwear. That will happen. So if you want to talk to me standing in my underwear, that's fantastic. But I'm not going to talk long. And it won't take long for you to realize that I'm in my underwear. And I don't put my head through the door doing the whole, like, squirrel through the tree hole thing. I open the door, and I'll stand there, and I'll make you feel just as uncomfortable as you should feel for knocking on the door when I told you the tickets were under the floor mat.
I feel uncomfortable just picturing that in my head right now.
Well, most people do. You know, in the UPS, they've gotten used to it.
Sure.
Tim, I appreciate it. Take care. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Rob.
How are you guys doing, hands-free?
Oh, yes, you are, neighbor. Woo-hoo!
Wish I had more enthusiasm for you, Rob, but we're trying. Good morning.
I know. I'm glad you're back. I know you weren't out of the weather, but... So my thing is, I have the post mail person all the time. When I schedule a pickup for something, they'll ring the doorbell, and then they'll just walk off. And they grab the package or whatever, but I'm in the middle of something, and I hear the doorbell. I'm like, oh, okay, who is that? So then I got to stop what I'm doing and go get it. And I'm like, that annoys me to no end. Just pick it up and go.
Yeah, see, you know? when did the post office stop doing signature? I just can't believe with all the theft in, you know, this day and age, UPS, you can either pay for signature or request signature upon delivery.
Yeah, I think it's an extra fee.
So, but
it's
back
an
in
extra
the,
fee.
Yeah, back in the day, the post office, what they would do, and I think they would charge, but if you weren't home, they would take it back to a distribution center.
Mm-hmm.
And they would leave a note on your door saying, hey, you weren't home. Come back and pick it up at a later time. Now, they do. They doorbell ditch you. They hit the doorbell, they drop it on the thing, and they jam. That's as good as gone if there's no signature.
Why?
Well, because
I always get mine.
Yeah, but if you're not home, somebody could take it. You know, they could just run
time,
off.
That could happen. You could have that with a signature.
Well, how are you going to have that with a signature?
What if you sign it? You don't have time to bring it in. There's three or four boxes. You set two or three of them out there. You bring two in. And
so you sign for packages, but you don't bring them inside your house.
What if there's more than one?
Well, then you would take the first one in, and then you come back and get the second one, and then you come back and get the third.
Yes, but we're talking about the lazy lifestyle of people leaving things outside of their house because they don't want to get off the couch to answer their door. I'm just taking that into consideration. Maybe you don't have the stamina and fortitude to bring in more than one box at a time.
Yeah, but if you're... I'm not talking about that with parcel delivery. We're talking about two different things. If you're too lazy, you're going to sign for something, and then, all right, I'll get those other packages later. Are you kidding me? Don't make me...
Oh, you're spitting on me. That is awful.
766-93-7.